Good morning. Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn. And for all the Chamber upcoming events, whatever I'm trying to say here, you can simply go to durangobusiness.org. And tomorrow morning is the coffee at Carver's, 7:45. Head on down in the back pub area of Carver's and get a cup of coffee and introduce yourselves. We'll have some fun. Richard and Tina from Mercy Hospice, how are you?
We're good. Thanks.
Yes, we're good. Thank you.
Uneventful drive from Pagosa.
That's a good thing.
Yes.
And where did you come in from, Tina?
Pagosa this morning.
Oh, you both do? Mm-hmm. Oh.
She's a commuter, Jack.
You guys are commuters. Wow. Yeah. Well, thank you for coming in and being here. So you guys have a big, big event coming up, Soup for the Soul, which is going to be on March 18th at the fairgrounds. How many years have you been doing Soup for the Soul?
We've been doing Soup for the Soul over 15 years.
This will be the 16th, yeah.
16th year.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You guys have served a lot of bowls of soup.
We have served a lot of bowls of soup.
And it's at the fairgrounds. How many people does that sit roughly? Because you sell out every year.
We sell out, and I think, I don't know, it depends on if the fire marshal's listening or not. It's what... maybe something like that.
Is amazing. And how long have you, Tina, been the director of hospice?
I've been the director of hospice since 2013.
And the hospice, tell me a little bit of the mission of hospice or what you guys do.
We would like to take care of people so they can pass with dignity, honor where they've been, and connect with the families and the patients to help them, mind, body, and spirit, go on in the next life journey.
Yeah, well, I'll do the testimonial because you guys were wonderful, not only for myself, but with my mom. And she passed almost a couple years ago, maybe 2 years in April. And I'll never forget when I told her we're going to do hospice. And I'll even use her voice. I'm not ready to die. I don't want hospice. What are you trying to do to me? I said, Mom, no. And you actually, I don't remember if it was you or one of the nurses, got right in her face and said, do you want the best care possible for your son? And she's, well, of course I do. And I didn't even think of it that way. But you guys help the caregivers as well.
We do. And it's not about the passing process. It's about having the best quality of life through your end of life, and not only for the patient but for the family too.
Absolutely. And having access to the resources for the caregiver was huge for me. Mm-hmm. And being able to say, hey, now my mom's gotten better, so you guys kicked her out of hospice and she graduated, went to palliative care. Mm-hmm. And then I think for, you know, the remainder of her life stayed in palliative care. But what a wonderful thing as well. You guys come in and, you know, check her vitals, check things, make sure things are going okay.
Well, and one of the things with Soup for the Soul is it provides the extra monies that hospice needs that fills in the gaps that insurances don't cover. Mm-hmm. And it gives us all those special privileges for the one that's passing plus the caregiver.
Absolutely. And Soup for the Soul, this is your largest fundraiser of the year?
This is our largest fundraiser of the year.
And so how do I get tickets?
You call the Mercy Foundation, and it's 970-764-2800.
One more time.
970-764-2800. Or you can go by the Mercy Health Foundation, and it's on the Mercy Regional Medical Center campus.
Okay. And then I know it's, is it mercydurango.org? /foundation, and that's sometimes easier to remember than the 764-2800. And so you can go there, and if you scroll down, there's the information about Soup for the Soul, and you can see the phone number there.
Right, under the events page. Yep.
Yeah. Now, when it was somebody who has not been to Soup for the Soul, I've been there, and it's been a couple of years, but again, what can they expect?
Well, this is our 16th year, like we said, and having been there 15 years before and coming up on this one with any luck, basically at the fairgrounds and the inside of the building, we wrap the perimeter of the building with the restaurants who do an incredible job in providing their signature soups and pastries and desserts and appetizers. We wrap that. All the tables are in the center. Sometimes we have a program. Sometimes it's just a great place for folks to get together where they get to see each other once a year and celebrate life and participate and jump right in and help hospice out. And you'll get a cup, you get a ceramic cup, and then there's paper inserts. And as you go through each of the soups, you just get yourself a different insert. Right. Unless you keep going back to like Jerry Martinez and one of his tortilla soups or something. You know,
right, kind of find thing. Your favorite.
Yeah, and then you don't need any more inserts.
Now, I'm looking, Tina, you turned the page, and I was going to ask what restaurants, and I see the list. So let's run through that real quick.
We have Carver Brewing Company, Chamayo Stone Fired Kitchen, CJ's Diner, Mama Sylvia's Italian Kitchen, Glacier Club, Cassidy's Kitchen, Mercy Garden Cafe, Mahogany Grill, Mutu's, Or House, Red Snapper, and Seasons Grill.
You know, the only thing with that whole list that I'm really disappointed about, you didn't bring samples already. You know, I mean, that's, I should have told you that's part of the interview process is bribing the host.
Well, you were checking your calendar to see if you were actually going to be in town, weren't you?
So I was, and I'm hoping.
You might be able to attend in person.
Well, that would be even better. And you have some sponsors. I want to give the sponsors, without their great support as well as the restaurants, you couldn't put this on.
That's absolutely true. We would like to thank the sponsors, Spine Colorado, TBK Bank, Alpine Bank, Murphy Heart.
More Heart
More
Murphy.
Heart More Heart Murphy, yeah. Sorry.
That's all right. They're not listening.
FCI Construction, Hood Mortuary, United Methodist Thrift Shop, and First Southwest Bank.
Thank you again. The money raised goes directly to Mercy Foundation, the Mercy Hospice.
It does. It goes to the care of the patients. Opportunities we are given to provide things that are not within the reimbursement model. And so it goes directly back to the patients for the care that we are able to provide for the patient and the families.
And you know, and I keep going back to the caregiver because it's the most stressful thing I've ever been through. What are some of the things that you can provide for not only the person in hospice, patient, but for the family?
Education and support. We're on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We are there to answer questions in the middle of the night, to show up in the middle of the night when patient status changes, when caregivers change. We're there to support them, walk them through this last journey.
Hey, go ahead.
And that's one of the big parts that the volunteers for Hospice of Mercy play. And a lot of times, just giving some respite to the caregiver. You know, being there long enough and become familiar with the patient and the family to actually have that trust build up where perhaps the caregiver could take a break and go out for a little bit and enjoy themselves and come back. It's the volunteers in this program are as important as the sponsors in the restaurants. They're all equally just a group to deal with, and we're honored to help them.
Yeah. So what's the most rewarding part for both of you being involved with hospice? What's the thing that just tugs on your heartstrings?
You know, for me is the ability just to be with the family, to support them, to walk through the process with them, and to be a resource. It's rewarding to watch families come back together and to do this journey together.
And have you ever, you know, become, you know, I want to say lifelong friends with some of those families that you just, you know, you bond with?
Absolutely. We live in a small town, so you run into the families at the grocery store, you run into them at the movies, and it's a time just to honor what they've been through.
Yeah.
And yeah, Richard? I still actively see my first two patients' families after 26 years almost. I still actively see them.
So you started when you were 12.
Well, yeah, that's right, yes. Yes. Yeah. So since soup is during spring break, all the people that started when they're 12, like they're my age, who are now over 70, we don't have to worry about spring break. So we should be able to attend soup for the soul.
Well, and not everybody leaves for spring break. Yeah. And again, if you just tuned in, I'm talking with Tina and Richard from Mercy's hospice program. Mercy Foundation is, I guess, the governing body of this. And Soup for the Soul is coming up on March 18th. And a great opportunity to give back to the program. And I'm going to say we're all going to be there someday where, you know, we're not going to get out of this life alive.
We should be so lucky, yes. No one gets out alive.
And the wonderful things that hospice provides, again, not only for the person that the patient. I have a hard time even saying it because we don't talk about death, you know, and that is one of the hardest things. And the preconceived notion, like my mom, hospice, well, I'm not ready to die, you know, and it's not necessarily that.
No, it's about supporting people where they are and helping with their journey. We work on their goals of care, not only for the patient, but also for the family. And help them do the transition. Some people actually get really, they get better, and we celebrate them, and they come off of hospice. And other patients, we continue to manage their symptoms and work with the patient and the family and really work on their goals of care because it's the last journey of their life, and it's the quality that we can give them.
Well, and when you mentioned the, you know, the care, one of the things my mom and I guess I'm not violating HIPAA violation because that was my mom, for goodness sake. But no, she always said, I don't want any pain. Make sure I don't have pain. I don't want pain. I don't want pain. And you know, when she passed in her sleep and wasn't in any pain. And there were times, though, she had some pain associated with some of her health issues. But again, you guys were there to help her.
We're there to help. We're there to educate. We're there to support.
And yeah, I'm back up a little. I remember one of the first visits, I think, from hospice. My mom had a really sore hip. Well, she had a fentanyl patch. And they were like, wow, she's really loose. I said, well, she's on fentanyl. Oh, well, no wonder she's stoned. Stoned off her butt, literally. And so the process of getting that decreased, you know, and the recommendations through hospice to manage the pain with an injection, you guys are wonderful.
Yeah, pain management, I think, is one of the real stars when it comes to hospice care and the understanding of pain. Because too much pain stresses you out, which makes things even tougher. And too little pain just kind of keeps you out of the picture, so you don't really know. And I have watched patients go from being so upset and so stressed that they can't pass to a very short period of time of being able to relax, and the family feels a lot better and things go quite well.
Well, and the person understanding too that the family is going to be okay because they want to hang on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Our volunteers also do a great job as long with our medical social workers and our chaplains, helping people walk through their life and do life journals, life review. And it also helps create memories with the family because there are stories some of the family members have never heard before.
I remember a chaplain talking to my father-in-law, and he was in hospice. I'll never forget. He said, what do you want your obituary to say? He said, John Christian, running back for the, you know, USC Trojans. He goes, you played football for the Trojans? He goes, nope, but it sure sounds good. I'll never forget that. So again, you can support Mercy and hospice and everything you guys do. When is the event again?
March 18th, Wednesday, from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at the fairgrounds. And you can get tickets by calling 764-2800.
And tickets are still available, but it will sell out.
It'll sell out.
It always does.
Yes, it always does. It's a great social event for many folks because the people know what they're contributing to and how much it means to other families that are just like them.
And I want to rifle through something real quick. Sponsors: Spine Colorado, TBK Bank, Alpine Bank, Morehart Murphy, FCI Construction, Hood Mortuary, United Methodist Thrift Shop, and First Southwest Bank, and then also restaurants: Carver's, Chamayo's, CJ's, Mama Silva's Italian Kitchen, Glacier Club, Cassidy's Kitchen, Mercy Garden Cafe, Mahogany Grill, Mutu's, Orr House, Red Snapper, and Seasons Grill. What have I forgotten?
I don't think that's it.
It's a great night. Come out and support us.
Well, and thank you both for everything you do. We're going to talk off air now.
All right.
All right. Check it out. It's coming up again on the 18th of March. Soup for the Soul. Get your tickets now. 764-2800. We got to send it back to the studios. Have a great day.